I can't take it no more. I told Leroy, I said, an announcement coming now. No. I felt his presence. Did you feel his presence? Lift his hand and thank him for that. Wow, what harmony, what power, what glory. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God. Boys, learn that when the preparation is made, no matter what song it is, when the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, you move or receive. Move in that vein. I mean, you can't get no heavier in here tonight. The words of the song, indeed. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, I've learned over the years to move when the Holy Ghost tell me move. If you miss your bus, you're going to be in trouble. You know, if you're trying to generalize the ministry in the aspect of there are only certain times you can move, that's where you're going to have a problem at, okay? When the prompting comes, when the unction comes, that's when the function comes. And the Spirit of God is here. And it's conducive. The atmosphere is conducive for ministry. So pastors, learn this lesson. Learn this lesson. When your leader, praise leader, and your praise team get the house set for you, don't wait for the next song. The next song may be wrong. And then the anointed get up and leave you. You can't minister unless you're in the anointed. You see. This is not by talent. It's not by talent. It's by the move of the Spirit. And so we invite the Holy Spirit to be with us tonight. When you talk about building high standards in ministers and ministries, that's a powerful, sit down. That's a powerful, you see, we haven't prayed. Yeah, I prayed. Well, you haven't prayed? See, that's another thing. Building high standards in ministers and ministry. Now, that bespeak, that's the whole overall of this ministers' conference. But you cannot, the ministry cannot go any further or any higher than the minister. Matter of fact, if a ministry is failing, it's not the ministry fault. It's the minister fault. It's something we're not doing. It's something we're not seeing, something we're not hearing, something we're not carrying out like God wants to carry it out. Are you listening to me? Now, we talked about the new year. I gave a word out for the new year. And then I got another word. We have just begun. We have only just begun. And then he told me 2020 is the year of plenty, plenty. So I want you to get a hold of that. And it seemed like in this meeting, the two or three times we've met already, that the Lord is taking us to higher ground. This subject matter tonight, this introduction, this induction that will take place in your life and ministry, paying the price to wearing the mantle of God's unlimited glory. I never heard that before. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. So that's a price to pay. But he also revealed there is an unlimited, there's a mantle of unlimited glory. Now again, let me share with you some things he said to me about the mantle. The mantle is, hi, you know, I give you all these words. Let me give you these words again. Instruction. Certification. I probably won't get the definition. I got them all here. Validation. Importation. Anointing. Fathering. Then there's the mantle. Patterns. Master building. Delegation. You delegated many times to walk into a mantle. And then the word destiny. But I want to define mantle again. I like the first two words. Mantle means something ample or able. A-M-P-L-E. It has an ability in it. A divine supernatural ability in it to handle any situation in the spirit. Oh, I love it, man. Yeah, it has the ability because it has the Holy Ghost backup. Yes, when a mantle come from the presence of the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. It also says it's a garment. But it's a garment of glory. It's a goodly garment, and it denotes magnificent. Not magic. Magnificent. I know he's a magnificent God. I know that. An amplified importation and anointing. Still talking about mantle. Yes, to expand. To be great. Be majestic and wiser when you're wearing a mantle. Within the context of a mantle, we'll go to King in a few moments, 1 King 19, is God's unlimited grace. What I said?
God's unlimited grace.
God's unlimited grace. You know, I almost brought my wife and I were sitting out eating, and she had the table, and it had some rubies in the fork. About five or six rubies in it, whatever, in the fork, yeah, different color. And I started to bring one here tonight and bring a plain fork. And I show you two of them, you know. And the spoon the same way. And the knife, I should have brought all three of them and then show you the real. When you're wearing that mantle, it's different. You're plain over here. But over here, you're different. Over here, you're different, you know. You stand out. It's time for ministers to stand out. Not just stand up, stand out. And that's what that anointing. I should have brought that, folks. I mean, I'm beautiful. I said, good God almighty, honey, what you doing here? So remember, within that mantle, mantle of unlimited glory. Now, that's a mouthful there. In that mantle is unlimited grace. That's why Paul has such a strong anointing. He explained in one of his teachings that he operated in unlimited grace. Say unlimited grace.
Unlimited grace.
Just think about it tonight. If unlimited grace get on you like it want to get on you. What? Jesus went to the cross carrying nothing will hold your ministry down again. Oh, y'all, that's sad. If you're hearing what I'm saying, and if you're trusting the Holy Ghost, I told my wife, I told you about that 96-year-old apostle. I told my wife, he's not saying a quarter of the things I'm teaching, but he believes everything he said. I'm going to start believing more what I'm saying. He said something, it don't even seem like a whole lot, you know, but the power come. He believed what he's saying. In this mantle is unlimited mercy. Oh, my God. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find what?
Mercy.
And grace to do what?
Help.
When? In that mantle is unlimited grace, unlimited mercy. God's talking to me saying, tell them also in that mantle is unlimited love. Somebody holler with him. God's, give me a minute here. God, unlimited kingdom is in this type of mantle. God's unlimited power. I'm believing what I say. You ain't gonna sit down there and sit on me tonight. God unlimited kingdom, God unlimited power. I'm preaching right now. God's unlimited power is in that mantle. You brought your shouting clothes? God's unlimited grace. Is in there. And all that's right. God unlimited greatness. Woo! His greatness is unlimited, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My sister be talking about moving beyond the anointed. Moving beyond faith. Then you have unlimited faith, unlimited anointing, unlimited word, unlimited promises. And then you step into unlimited glory. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. I want to begin reading at verse 13. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out. And, Lord, you remember that woman who had the issue of blood? Huh? She had seen many physicians, but rather get better, she grew worse. She had spent all she had. You know, her faith made her whole. Yeah. Not Jesus' faith, her faith. If you read that text right. But the Holy Ghost called my attention to when you're wearing a mantle, as we are sharing in this conference, when you're wearing that mantle, your suit or your dress is carrying something. People get close to you and get healed. It's time for some of us to wear a shadow like Peter. It wasn't the shadow. It was the mantle that Peter had on his life. She just touched the hem of his garment. The power came out. Yeah. Yeah. I messed around, put one of my suits with my name in it at this Salvation Army and talked to the man and said, I got one of your suits. He said, man, I'd like to put that thing on. He said, my house and everything changed. He said, I got me some lines just like you right now. In front of my front yard, I got lines in my front yard. He said, that suit, man. I was supposed to take my name out of it, but I didn't take my name out. Something in it. Somebody about to shout up in here. Never again in your life deny your power. Never let no one else deny your power. You follow me? All right, sit down, sit down, sit down. Verse 13 again, and it was so, when Elijah heard it, now you're going to see what he heard, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel has forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, don't believe that, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, go return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, now here's what, some instructions, because I want you to see a differentiation here. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, all right? And Jehu, the son of Nimshi, should I anoint to be king over Israel. You see that? You with me, verse 16? Come on now, you got to be with me. And Elijah, because something's going to hit you tonight. I said something's going to hit you tonight. It's about to hit now. And Elijah, the son of Shaphat, of Abel-Meholah, should thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. Now that last statement was a different anointing. Watch. And it shall come to pass that him that escaped the sword of Hazazel shall Jehu slay. And him that escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elijah slay. Now watch what happened. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. So he departed thence and found Elijah, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yokes of oxen before him, and he with the 12, and Elijah passed by him. See, he anointed him, other God. All I want to talk to me here. But he cast a, see, it's a difference between the anointing and the mantle. He knew for ministry, you need a mantle, not just an anointing. See, he told him, anoint 3 people. He anointed the other 2. But to anoint the prophet to take his place, he knew he needed more than kingship. He knew the assignment of a minister is greater than the president, greater than the king, greater than the governor, greater than the senator, greater than the representative. Have they brought us so low with all the power we're supposed to be flowing in? They're supposed to come to us. If I had one invited trip to the White House, God bless a miracle. A word from God. You understand that? Woo! Tell somebody next to you, realize who you are. You may be seated. Through unlimited faith, unlimited anointing, you can wear God's unlimited mantle. Elijah wore the manner of God's unlimited glory. And Elijah wouldn't turn him loose until he qualified to receive it by God's standard. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say it like he told me now, because this is going to hurt. Most ministers will never see an unlimited mantle. Because they're standing far away looking. We're in 2 Kings 2 now, right? Huh? That's where we're at? Yeah, you better turn now. They're standing away looking, and they're trying to call you off. Now, I have to be careful here because I'm treading on thin ground. But when you say you're connected to somebody, you wearing that person's name. And your transaction are looking at the person you say you're connected to. So we need not to let anybody connect with LTMA. We need to check them out. Because if you connect with LTMA, every business transaction come back looking at me. I had it happen. Men went to a place of business that I go to, and they had to run them down to get their money. And the man let them have it because of me. See, there's a lot of opportunities open when you're connected to somebody who's wearing an anointing. But you got to handle it right, all right? Sit down. Person say, I'm glad they're gone from around apostle. Yes, sir. They don't have apostle spirit. Let me know this catalabosha carneliski. Oh my katara casa. Go to 2 Kings now. Go to 2 Kings. I have to read this because some principles I'm about to put out are going to be more vivid to you. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee. One translation said, please. For the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Put one finger up. That's one time. You're going to be tested. Spiritual connection has to be tested. Not one time. Elijah was cutting Elijah every time he told him, I'm going somewhere. He was cutting him. He said, I'm cutting you loose. If you don't know how to hang in there, I'm about to cut you loose. I'm about to cut you loose. The Lord told me go. No, Elijah said, Lord told us go. Because he told me, be where you are. Just because these boys follow me everywhere I go, these boys follow me everywhere. Some of them say, that's why they got their own ministry. No, they're following, they're doing exactly what I did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. One word out of my mouth can transform their life 15 years. I know it happened to me. I feel a nudge coming out, man. I can't hardly handle it. You got to pass tests. You can't just dress. You got to pass tests. If I was back in my Baptist days, I would say, are you ready to be tested? You got to pass the test, you know.
Yes,
all right, come on, let's go. Sit down. Let's go to work. Let's go to work. I'm trying to get somewhere. Look at verse 3. Verse 3 goes to my first point here. Most ministers will never see an unlimited mantle. Verse 3, and the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou that thy Lord will be taken away from thee, will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold your peace. One translation said, be silent. Hold your peace. But look, these shelters ain't going to get it. You see further down, they stood far off. You know why? They didn't want no criteria. And they'll try to stop you from getting it. Ooh, I wish I had time. And the fourth verse said, and Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, test two. For the Lord has sent me to Jericho. That's so impolite. Somebody cleaning your shoes, ironing your shirts, and getting everything straight for you, and you just tell them that the Lord sent me to Jericho. You ain't got nothing to do with it. But he said, and he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Ooh, glory. And the sons of the prophet that were at Jericho, here they come, came to Elisha, said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yes, I know it. Hold your peace. And again, and Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, third round. Yeah, for the Lord have sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee. I will not leave thee. I will not, oh, I'm stuck. I will not leave thee. Oh, I will not leave thee. God tied me and I'm not leaving because you say something. You can't run me away. I will not leave thee. I'm not going nowhere. I haven't received what I come here for yet. Woo! I don't care who leaves. Told me open the school of ministry. We graduate sometime 200 a year. The Lord told me to open that school so at time in class, when the anointing come on me, the ministers can see it and feel it. He opened my whole school on that. Three times. But he said, I would not leave thee, right? All right, write down this next point. Verses 3, 5, and 7 tell you why most ministers will never see an unlimited mantle. Verses 3, 5, and 7, I think they are. This type of mantle is not around every corner. Talking about Elijah and Elijah. And Elijah knew that. This type of mantle, this type of opportunity, this type of privilege. Why me, Lord? Why me? Why you connect me with this? There's hundreds of ministers out there. Why you let me have enough sense? You follow me? This type of mantle we're talking about is not around every corner. You got a church on every corner. Not a mantle. You see that? Are you expecting? Now listen very carefully, because you got to discern this. What happens when God sent the mantle to you? God sent Elijah to Elijah. When you make a connection, God is sending a mantle to you. Will you pass the test? Let me see. This mantle will make most preachers uneasy. Look in the 15th verse. And when the sons of the prophet which were to view at Jericho saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah does rest on Elijah. And they came to meet him. And I hear some of them saying on the ground, how stupid am I? I'm so stupid. You stupid too. You need an anointing next to me with your stupid self. We could have had the anointing too. Shut up. You stupid too down the line. Shut up over there. You stupid too. We all stupid down here. The man that got the anointing, and we messing around here talking about your master about to leave you. They all could have got that anointing. Most preachers never gonna go there. You're gonna have somebody, you gotta have somebody with power, somebody to walk in the room and say, I'm about to take over. The Lord sent me here. Well, you scared. I see you scared. No, you got to have anointing. You got to be strong in the Lord and in his power, his might. You, woo!
Yes, sir.
I've seen preachers become uneasy as the test was being given. This mantle would make most preachers uneasy. Let me use a few of those words now. Instruction, connection, certification, validation, and impartation. All got to be wrapped in there. You can't just pray for a mantle of this supernatural. You know, Lord, drop this on me. No, the Lord said, you got to go to school, baby. You can't apply for this matter. It become an opportunity that pursue you. Y'all gonna let me? You notice he anointed two kings, but he cast his mantle on Elijah. Notice Elijah arose and went after. He arose, went after Elijah, and he ministered to Elijah. Are you ready to pass the mantle receiving test? Are you ready to serve? Are you ready to face critical ministers? See, Elijah had to go through all that. Are you ready to follow from state to state without grumbling? Yes, sir. Same thing.
Yes, sir.
Same doggone thing. Don't tell him it's nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new. These guys sacrifice. You got to make them sacrifice. Their wives sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes their ministry sacrifice to a certain degree,
yes, sir,
but it'll be made up. I remember one of my daughters, I ain't call her name, she said to me, I wonder why my husband will follow you so much. Just going out of town. She said, I got it. She said, I know for myself now why he's going. She said, I'm at total peace. Go, go, go. Are you ready to be rebuked? I got four amen on that answer. but it's in the system. Actually, Elijah was handling Elisha. I don't know what tone of voice he told it to him, but he was checking him. Said, Lord told me to go to Jericho. He, you know, and us, and he ain't told you to go nowhere. Yeah, but my English gonna be bad you now. Yeah, but you me. When he told you. He told me. When you told me you was going to Jericho, I didn't hear your voice. I heard God told me I was going to Jericho. Because God connected me to you, and I'm not going to disconnect. So if he told you, go to Jericho. When it came out the man of God's mouth, it was God telling me to go to Jericho. Ah! It was. See, you, Elijah, you are not the only one got a word from God. My word came through your mouth. There's nothing to argue about. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing to pray about. When you're connected, my brothers and sisters, you're connected. When you're directed, you're directed. When you're protected, you're protected. Oh, my. Have you followed so close you can see, like the prophet has trained you? Do you know you have the right to pick the mantle up? When that mantle came off, he saw him. First of all, now, I remember the Lord revealed to me, he told me, if you see me. And the Lord answered to me, yes, he's going to see you because you trained him how to see you. He know how to look in the spirit because he's been following you. He just told him, if you see me when I go, you can get it. But he knew he had it because I've trained you how to see in the spirit realm. Pay attention. When the mantle fell, that boy knew he had a right to pick it up. You can't steal his mantle. Let's go back over this a few minutes. Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha. But now, my brothers and sisters, listen to me carefully. The mantle will not work without the relationship. Number one, there's an identity that must be captured by serving and observing the person who the mantle come from. I'm going over this. My dad would go over and over again because I don't want you to miss this. But about the relationship, about the identity, about the serving, and about the observing. And I'm not talking about Leroy. I'm talking about an office. I'm talking about a God. Woo! A God who has set some people in place for his purposes. We're not talking about a man. We're talking about a God. The man wearing God mantle. I mean, you can get all impersonal or person up in here and begin to think he talking about himself. What? The office. The offer that God is making to you. I don't know who God told you to follow, but whoever it is, God is making you an offer. Don't follow no one who don't have no evidence. Don't let no rookie come tell you the Lord told me. You lying. The Lord didn't tell you nothing. Because you know how to cut grass.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And a lot of times ministers get stuck trying to be what they're not to be. And the demon have a joy whooping their hand. You stand in a place where God has not told you to stand. You don't have the backup. You don't have the freedom. You don't have the joy. You're always afraid. You're not going to make it. Somebody else called you. Somebody spoke over you in a dream. Told you you're an apostle. Told you you're a prophet. Told you you're a pastor. Told you you're an evangelist. Somebody had a dream and called you up and told you that's what the Lord said. And that wasn't the Lord. No evidence. No evidence in your ministry. And you got your church calling you an apostle. And your ministry failing. And you're broke. Instead of ministering to people, you got to milk them. And listen. Oh, my, I can't say that, Lord. I'm just going to say it.
Yes, sir.
When you suck a mom tit, she know you suck it. Don't you know people have spirits? They know when a hustle going on. So they hold back. Because they never know when I'm going to have to leave here. I don't believe this thing going to make it. I don't know if this going to make it. Why? You better shout off of this too. Why you didn't pay a registration fee for this week? Because God have already taken care of you. This ministry can call you in, not expecting. Leroy is going to read some statistics when I close in a few minutes. He's going to read some statistics to you that is a worldwide statistic, powerful. I just can't hold one of them. The lady who take care of our accounts around the world, she says all 50 states support y'all. Nobody says, I might tell it all. You know what else she said, John? She says, she's talking to who? Who's she talking to? One of my Chantel. She said to Chantel, she said, you know, the giving is the highest it ever been is about 41%. Yours is 61. Wow. Study. Study. What is young man from?
Ukraine.
I'm going to meet him tonight. He's from Ukraine. He's in here tonight. On the registry, that is right there. Been following my ministry. He traveled a long time to get here. And then we got 900 registered in this conference, and from Alaska, Brazil. They have a group that watches. Now, watch this. I want you to hear this. Sit down. I want you to write this because I'm going to finish in about 5-10 minutes. I want to go over this. Elijah threw his mantle on him. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
But now the mantle will not work without the relationship.
Right.
Now watch this next statement. There is an identity that must be captured by serving and observing the person who the mantle come from. Here we go. Many men miss the mantle for material covetousness. 2 Kings, let's see, 5:20. You got to be able to be trusted. Connection open a lot of doors for you. But you got to know how to carry yourself when you get in the door. In 2 Kings 5:20, but Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, the man of God, said, "Behold, my master has spared Naaman, this Syrian, in not receiving at his hand that which he brought." Money, money monger. "But as the Lord liveth, I will run after him." You know what happened to him, right? You know how he ended up, right? It didn't work out too good for his family either. Gehazi, and I'm going over something, missed this self-same mantle Elijah received. Notice there, 2 Kings chapter 3. Give me a minute. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy tell you you're not receiving nothing tonight. Don't let your ministry been stuck. Tonight you're being pulled out. The power and the glory is in this house. The certification, the validation, the instruction, the anointing, the mercy, the grace is in this house. God sent you here to hear this. This is not an outline. This is a lifeline. Some may be under my sound of my voice, been in the same spot for a long time, turning round and round. Good people, love God, got a genuine calling, just don't have the right hookup. Just don't have nobody to rebuke them and tell them no. Or somebody, when they ask them a question, just to talk kind of crazy, just kind of, yeah, I don't know. When your man or woman of God go to talking crazy, it means no. When no one answers, you're right. You know, no one answers, you're straight. I mean, no. But they can't tell you no because you got to learn the lesson. See, if they don't verify it, that means you're about to get in trouble.
Ha, 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 ha.
hear what I'm hearing. Somebody about to bounce back. That's all I heard. That's what I heard in the spirit. Somebody about to bounce back. It's just needed to hear. There's one or two things they needed to hear. They're about to bounce back. Good God Almighty. It's going to be like the first day they were called. Fire burning and water running. Good God. Hallelujah. Tell three people I'm about to bounce back. And a ball just can't bounce down. If you throw it down hard enough, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm receiving. Yeah, in 3:13, I got to close. 3:13, hallelujah. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophet of thy father and to the prophet of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of the Moab. In other words, the power of real connection we're talking about. If there's no prophet we can inquire of, further down the line, he'll tell you some more. To step into this type of mantle, I'm trying to close, this type of impartation, you getting it? Yes. This type of pattern, son, three things. To step into this type of mantle, number one. This type of impartation, number two. This type of being a pattern son. Pattern son. That one right there. That one right there. That one right there. He said, pattern son. I better not stop. They'll kick all the heels out of my shoe. And I know they don't like everything I say. They don't like everything I do. But the major role of my ministry, they recognize what I'm doing. And then they know I'm not perfect. But I'm called. And they know if I got to change something, I'll come back and say, boy, if we're going the wrong way, that's what you want. You don't want nobody trying to prove. Yeah, drag your tail right down the hole with them. You don't want to admit God changed direction. God sometimes changed direction. God changed Paul's direction many times. Yes. Paul am to go to Lord said, no.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you going there. Matter of fact, I was changed just this year. We just got into this year, right? Oh, I thought I'm going to California. I'm going to Las Vegas. Where other was? No, I'm going to Atlanta. But I'm talking about the one he stopped. No, Hawaii. Lord said, I don't want you to go to neither one of them. Hold no conference. Said, because the people haven't responded. He said, I want you to go where the people respond. I want you to go to South Carolina, Chicago, Atlanta, Georgia. We're gonna hold hotel meetings in some cities. Some cities I don't have my boys in there, like in Richmond and Ohio and different places. But so I'm gonna go and get a place, and we're just gonna play a little music. Going to have to sacrifice. You're going to say to God, I got to do what I got to do without looking back. Yes. You take notes yet?
Yes, sir.
There is the problem. The reason why mantles go and mantles come and mantles go over your head is because you won't pay the price for it. You won't go after it. You think it will slip on you. My wife and I, we didn't have enough money. She can tell it better than me. I'm getting her to write, record a date book. I'm not like my spiritual father. I think he had a photograph in mind. He could tell you a date when he's born back in the bedroom in south somewhere, you know, 55 years ago. I can't do that. But my wife has a good memory, and I'm getting her to compile some things that I want to tell about at Christ. Many things that have happened. But we used to go to camp meeting. We didn't have no money. We broke down in New Orleans one time, and we had a guessing mechanic. Another way you can call him, he was a part changer. He went and got one part. Now I'm running out of money, you know, and I got to get the tosser. He go get another part. I think he went and got three parts. We sat there all day sweating. My wife, we trying to get. We had a mind. We're going. I said, Lord, I started praying. Lord, I got to get there. Help me some kind of way. So some kind of way, I think he accidented. And we head for toss. Yes, sir. Many times we went broke, but we took the money we had and sold. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not preaching nothing that I have not done. I got the mantle. I got it, brother. I got it. And my father knew I had it. He would minister to me in midst of thousands of people. He come stand right over Carol and I. Yes, sir. He could draw it. He could feel it. Yes, sir. You know, some say it. You know, go and get that white man all your money and all that stuff. I said, just leave me alone. I'm tired of being in this little hole messing around with y'all. Running and God told me go. Many think they can comb their way into it. I'm with you, Apostle. I give in LTMA more than anybody. I said, shit, boy, you crazy. You ain't giving more than boy, I got men giving hundreds of thousands. Now, he trying to call me. You can't call me. He gone. You give more than anybody. And what? No, you must get in the ditch. Dig, and the Holy Spirit will help you. Elijah would have passed. I'm trying to close. Elijah would have passed on to Gehazi what he got from Elijah. But Gehazi swapped material for the mantle. A lot of ministers in that hole. He didn't realize that the material is part of the mantle. And the mantle manifested the material. Why would you take something that can't manifest the other thing you want? No, it's not all right when you don't come up to par. No, it is not acceptable. You better make up your mind to come up to par. Now I'm talking, I'm not wasting my time with you because you don't recognize what's going on here. There's power zone going after a mantle. There's power zone going after a mantle. Other preachers will say silly things. Boy, don't miss this mantle. Another man told him, don't let him call you a boy. One thing I've made my mind up, a real man of God, I'll never be disrespectful in front of a congregation, but they know the father and the son relationship. So I can go to Dan Church and talk to you like I want. Ron Church. Because the members know, a lot of the members here, they know our relationship. And they know, I know who the pastor there. Right. Now, the boy would never reach his potential because he let another man get in the way. And that man will never reach his potential. I better quit, Leroy. What night is here? There's so many things that the Father wants to transfer to you. But he got a system set up. So you're not ministers? Listen to me. I may not be the one, but there's one. That's the way he works. God don't work in the transfer of anointing. He don't just work one-on-one. You see, because he first got to see, can you obey a man? Oh, God, I'll go anywhere you tell me to go. Go back and let that man talk to you or that woman. He's checking you out. See what I'm saying? Because you can lie and say you're following God. Because, see, that's all invisible. You don't have to answer to nobody. I'm following God, me. But when you got a man or woman who got infirmities just like you, and God have chose them to lead you and to feed you, and you think you're more anointed than them because you got a little hoop, a little sound. That's not evidence. Evidence. Everybody in this room, I decree that evidence will begin to manifest in your life like never before. You know why? I sense your receptiveness. The Holy Ghost is in this room, and he's recognizing how far that man had to travel to get here. He's recognizing that. So that's evidence that I'm hungry. That's evidence that I'm thirsty. That's evidence that I'm ready to feed. And I don't care how long it takes. You notice Elisha and Elijah wasn't talking about a timetable? I don't know how long it took him to get to Jericho. He followed behind him. You notice they didn't talk distance? I know it wasn't across the street. And they couldn't fly like some of you all did. They had to go step by step. I believe something happened to you tonight. In all of my inadequacies and insufficiencies, I still believe that the Holy Ghost have settled in this place. And I believe a shifting that need to take place and an anointing that need to take place is taking place right now while I'm talking. I trust him who sent me. You follow me? I know your trip was not in vain. I know when I get through talking, somebody else gonna talk to you when you're reading the scriptures, when you're raising your hand and praying them in private. I believe God gonna begin to say things to you to correct, direct, and project your ministry to another level. I wish somebody would shout hallelujah up in there. I wish somebody would say, I receive. In the name of Jesus. The mantle that I'm supposed to wear, I'm going to wear it. I refuse to stay in the same place. I'm moving by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of my ministry. I'm anointed. And not another day will I be disappointed. Prime time will come. Low time will come. But I'll be the same. I'm not all the way there yet, but I'm on my way. Sing a little bit more of that song. I won't cry. I'm still hungry. I'm still thirsty. Been a long time. It's been 46 years. But I can't get enough of it. I'm looking for him in the morning. When I go home tonight, I'm still looking. I can't get enough. I pray hours and hours. Oh, God, touch me some more. I need to be in your presence. Oh, blessed are they which do thirst, hungry and thirsty after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Sing, just.
I'm not waiting, not anymore.